2002 found the United States and Russia talking turkey about chicken. The two countries, which once used to worry about trading nuclear missiles, spent much of the year embroiled in a trade war over poultry. Some analysts say it's an illustration of just how far U.S.-Russian relations have moved over the course of the past decade. But as Simon Marks first reported from Moscow in June, the flap over chicken was every bit as fierce as any dispute that had preceded it.
Call it the Great Chicken War. 11 years after the fall of the Soviet Union, Moscow and Washington are at loggerheads over poultry. And in hen houses across America, chicken farmers have had enough.
All of this is casting a great deal of doubt on their reliability as a trading partner.
Richard Lobb with the National Chicken Council in Washington, D.C., yes, there is one, says the Americans feel, well, henpecked by the Russians.
The people at the Ministry of Agriculture have made no secret of their desire to protect the domestic poultry industry in Russia.
To understand the story, you have to go back to 1991. On a freezing February morning at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, an enormous cargo plane brought the first shipment of American humanitarian aid to Russia. Boxed up among the medicines, the vitamins, the soups and the candies were portions of American chicken. Chicken legs, to be precise, that Russian consumers rapidly found they liked. The Bush legs, as they became known, named after the former U.S. president who authorized that first aid shipment, became so popular that by the time Russia no longer needed humanitarian aid, America's chicken farmers had a valuable new export market on their hands. Russia took 40% of America's chicken exports last year, but this year the country has suddenly taken nothing. President Vladimir Putin slammed the door to American chicken, claiming he needed proof that it was produced in hygienic conditions before he would allow any more to cross Russia's borders. So visit a market in Moscow today, and the only chicken you'll find on sale is Russian chicken. And shoppers who once gleefully consumed American chicken by the pound have clearly heard allegations widely publicized here that the U.S. chicken industry is infected with salmonella, avian influenza, and a variety of other horrible problems.
I used to buy American chickens a very long time ago. It was in the early 90s when everyone was crazy about them, but I haven't done it in a very long time.
I buy Russian chickens only. They are much tastier. I don't care about the price, but I know for sure that Russian chicken has more flavor, especially when you fry it or barbecue it.
Earlier this year, it seemed the two sides had found a solution to the dispute. The Russians announced that American chicken could return to the market, provided that every importer had a permit. But then it turned out permits were almost impossible to obtain. American producers say the Russians set conditions that they knew the U.S. farmers couldn't meet, like requiring original copies of the same paperwork to be literally in two places at the same time. So, with farming jobs at home on the line, President Bush found himself calling foul.
We made it pretty darn clear to them that I think we probably got to get this chicken issue resolved and get those chickens moving from the United States into the Russian market. We laugh, but nevertheless, it is a problem and that we must honor agreements.
The Russians say they'll be happy to talk about chicken, but only if the Americans talk about steel. President Vladimir Putin appears to want alleviation from U.S. steel tariffs that were imposed by the White House earlier this year before he'll allow chicken to return to Russia, according to analyst Lilia Shevtsova of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The problem is that Russians are connecting this poultry issue with the steel issue. And so far, Americans' higher tariffs, well, is a really severe blow for a Russian steel industry.
Despite being cooped up together in Moscow at their recent summit meeting, even the country's two presidents couldn't resolve the flap. And so the dispute continues, leaving the future uncertain for America's chicken industry and the workers who rely on it. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Moscow.
The poultry dispute continued for nearly 2 months after Simon's report first aired. The issue was resolved at the end of August when both countries approved a new veterinary certificate allowing chicken exports to Russia to resume.